Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Quickslants with Bethel University head football coach Steve Johnson. Quickslants is a weekly program that gives you, the fans, the opportunity to ask the Bethel coach questions about the Royals, football or sports in general, or just seek the coach's wisdom about life events that are going on. In this week's episode, the coach talks with us about the big game against St. Thomas this weekend. He tells us who will be the two non-conference games that they have next season. And what advice does the coach have for a dad whose daughters are about to start dating? Let's find out on Quickslants.
Well, let's welcome back Coach Johnson this week. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Not too much. You know, we've had a bye week. We had a great bye week. We've had a couple JV games, and they've been, that's gone well, and I'm excited about that. We're really growing as a football team and excited about where we are. And, you know, what you've done is done, and, you know, where it has effect on where you're going, it kind of shouldn't, because, you know, no matter what, let's do today great, you know, and we're still going the same way. So, you know, if we're 8-0 or 0-8, let's do a great job today, and looking forward to Saturday, you know what I mean?
You take on St. Thomas this Saturday, coming off of the bye week, one of the toughest teams in the country right at this particular moment. So what are the kind of things you look to do to try to slow them down?
I think what they do is they simplify you, and I love that. I mean, I want that as a head coach. Me included, you know, so when I talk about this with staff things, it's like, you know, we want to be simple, sound, aggressive, run the ball. You know what I mean? We want to be, this is who we want to be. And so sometimes when a team is, you know, kind of notably and obviously really good, you can have a tendency, and I did as a younger coach, to kind of expand things and try to trick them or try to do some different things. For us, it's the exact opposite, to where, you know, what kind of things can you do? We can do Bethel really well. And that's the best way for us to beat the Tommies.
There are a lot of things good about their team. One in particular is the play of Tucker Treadle so far this season, a big physical power back for them. What are some things you try to do when you face a running back like this?
Well, you don't think about statistics or anything like that. You just play the game right, and, you know, you've got to execute and tackle. And Tucker's a heck of a player, and they've got, you know, they've got Parks, and they've got, what's his name? So, I mean, they've just got three terrific running backs and a great fullback that are, you know, they just kind of keep pounding at you and, you know, pick your poison type of thing. And so, you know, they're not, you know, they're kind of tricky in their simplicity too. And so, you know, we need to contain them and, you know, try to give them the yards that he gets and earns. You know, I mean, I kind of, our theme going in, and you know, I kind of laugh because it's your theme all the time is, you know, don't give him anything for free. You know, so we need to be sharp, penalty free, and we need to tackle well and not give them yards after the hit, you know.
Before we head into fan questions, the Cubs season comes to an end, but a good season for them. So are there some memories that have really kind of stuck with you from this past season?
You know, I think sometimes you think about all the, I don't know, they felt like a distracted team, you know, and it is tough, I think, to, you know, nobody repeats, you know, not since the Cincinnati Reds in the 70s. But I think, you know, you can't, even if you're trying, you can't help but, you know, have your off season lingers. And, you know, I mean, they look tired to me, and even in the playoffs, they look tired where you think that they've come back. But they're really good, and I think, you know, to get back to basics, you know, I think they'll probably make some changes. Some of the changes, just saw Girardi is out as the manager of the Yankees, and I think, wow, that's a weird, it's a weird deal. So I don't really understand that level or even that thinking, but I do think that it's tough to stay fresh all the time, and the Cubs just, they don't feel fresh. Yeah, I mean, so And they just have so many weird things with the money factors and all those different things. You know what I mean? I just think, boy, if you have a bunch of hungry guys who love playing, you're in great shape.
Well, let's start with fan questions. Janie asks, she says, Coach Johnson, you sound so burdened sometimes on the show. Are our questions beginning to bore you? She sure hopes not.
I don't know. I don't. Hopefully, I'm not that burdened. But yeah, it's kind of an intense time, you know, when we do this show, and there's a lot of things going on, and a lot of shuffling. And I think that I feel bad that I sound burdened, but I'm not. The last thing I am is bored. You know, worried might be. You know, I try to not be that guy, but I've got a natural bent toward it, so I do fight being concerned about some stuff instead of just giving it away. And there's a lot of joy, and I want to be a guy that cares a lot but doesn't worry. I'm not always good at that, because I sometimes worry not only needlessly but incorrectly. I kind of had a player one time that felt like it's a sin to worry. Just do your job and roll. And I'd like to be like that, but I'm not good at it.
Boy, if it's a sin to worry, then I'm sinning like 24/7, I think.
Yeah.
Virgil asks, he says, you faced Dubuque and Carthage the last two seasons. Were those just a home-and-home series for 2 years, and now you move on to different teams? And if you are moving on, who are the new teams you will face?
Yeah, we are moving on, and we talked about that. That is a two-year deal, and it kind of works that way. It's tough to get your schedule fixed up, and next year we're playing Simpson and River Falls. And ironically, everybody who were, you make these plans a while back, and all the teams that when we scheduled Dubuque, I think I said this earlier in the year on the show, Dubuque, they weren't doing very well, and then all of a sudden they were really great. And we had them scheduled, and the same was true with Carthage. They had years and years of ineptitude, and now they are one of the best teams in the country. And right when we were playing them, the same things happened in Simpson's having a great year. They're building really well, and River Falls has come on. Their record isn't great, but they are in every single thing. They're really growing. So, but we're excited. We don't want to play games that are, just gimmies and weird stuff, and you grow from each game, and we need to get on the winning side of it though.
Emily says, we love that you were an emotional guy. I wish more men were that sensitive.
Okay. I think that's something that I have to overcome, and that's a society thing too. It's like, but I wish that more people were okay with their own skin, and I'm not always that way, but you get good at what you practice, and so sometimes I can't help, my joy comes out of my eyes, and so that I have to live with that, and usually it's not embarrassing, but it used to be, so.
Brad asks, he says, Coach, I remember that the Cubs were selling ivy from Wrigley Field following the World Series win. Did you buy some?
No, I didn't buy any ivy. I do have a W flag, though, that I can wave.
Jacob would like to know what energizes you.
Exercise. Being with our team. I don't know. I think people energize me, and friends and friendship and those things.
Isaac would like to know from you. He says, have you been to places like Jerusalem or Ephesus? He's wondering if making a trip that really adds to someone's person's faith.
I haven't been there, and I think that would be ridiculous. I know I have traveled in Europe and with World War II trips and things, and you know what you learn from those things is just ridiculous. And I do know, I remember my dad kind of wore his emotions on his sleeves, and this is like, you know, 40, 30, probably more than 40 years ago. The church gave him a gift because he was there for a long, long time, and they gave him a trip, and it was to Hawaii for my mom and he. And so in front of the whole church, he said, "Oh, this is so great. I was worried that you were going to send me to Israel." And I thought, yeah, it cracks me up because it's like being too honest and stuff. But I do know that like 3 years later, he went to Israel, and it was one of the most impacting things in the history of his life. So, but back then, people didn't travel, you know what I mean? And so if you get one trip, here's the pastor, this big holy guy, pastor guy, wants to go, he'd rather go to Hawaii. Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny. But I would love to do that and study over there. That'd be a big deal. I think it would be an incredible faith boost, you know, and, you know, kind of just seeing, you know, when you see things and feel things, it's just a whole new level of learning.
Scott Assey says, "I've been trying to lose weight. Do you have recommendations for how a person can motivate himself or herself to be better disciplined, to stick to a diet, work out regularly, and the like?"
No. Just the only encouragement I can give you is everybody's in the same boat. You know, even people that aren't overweight are, you know, there's a discipline to doing things. The one thing I've found in my life, the more I work out. And probably the more I eat, you got to start over, you know, and they got to go every day. So motivation is, I mean, there's so many factors in it. There's motivation, and then it's human, that's like never enough, you know, and that's where you get this endangered or, you know, you can just get eating disorders because you're trying too hard about it. I want to be wise in my food intake and take smaller bites. I try to work out a little bit every day, you know, 30 minutes and 45 minutes. And I think that's an important piece, but you know, I'd still like to lose 10 pounds.
Carl says, "I have girls that are about to start dating. Any advice on how to handle that part of being a dad?"
Oh boy. It's hard stuff, boy. It's, you know, my prayer life increased tenfold. I have twin daughters that, you know, 14 to 19 is brutal. Hang on for dear life. Listen to them, talk to them, be with them, ask questions. Don't be shy. Don't hope that's going good. Ask them, you know, and then hang on to the verse that says that he who began a good work is going to perfect it until the day of Christ. And, you know, the foundation is good. You know, sometimes they say stuff and do stuff that seems crazy. And then we can overrate that if we're not careful and not understand that, you know, they'll come back to the foundation that is in them. And that's what I pray about.
That's good advice. So what are we praising the Lord about this week and saying hallelujah anyhow too?
You know, praise the Lord that we can, you know, enjoy one another and gain in knowledge and growth and, you know, and just have a country that we live in that's free, and if we can understand that not everybody's free, that's a good deal. So that if we can kind of get rid of our own self-centeredness, then we can open up to a lot of people that we can learn from, and we don't all have to look alike. So I don't know. I feel like you know, day-to-day deal, the day the Lord's made, let's rejoice and be glad, and that doesn't have any qualifications if the day is good or bad. So that kind of encapsulates that. Praise the Lord anyway, and hallelujah. So.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
We want to thank Coach Johnson for joining us on Quick Slants this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Bethel coach, please send them to us at stevejohnson@minorleaguesportsupport.com. That's stevejohnson@minorleaguesportsupport.com. Please have your questions to us by Wednesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Ron Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on Quick Slants.